try to kill it. Love your spouse? Satan would love to destroy your marriage. He is the enemy of your God-given destiny and longs to be the destroyer of your soul. Don't dismiss him. Agree with the witness of Scripture. From the Bible's first to final pages, we are confronted with an arrogant, anti-God force of great cunning and power. He is the devil, the serpent, the strong one, the lion, the wicked one, the accuser, the god of this age, the murderer, the prince of this world, the prince of the power of the air, Beelzebub and Belial. He oversees a conglomeration of spiritual forces, principalities, powers, dominions, thrones, princes, lords, gods, angels, unclean, and wicked spirits. Satan appears in the garden at the beginning. He is cast into the fire in the end. He tempted David, bewildered Saul, and waged an attack on Job. He is in the Gospels, the book of Acts, the writings of Paul, Peter, John, James, and Jude. Serious students of Scripture must be serious about Satan. Jesus was. He squared off against Satan in the wilderness, Matthew 4:1-11. He pegged Satan as the one who snatches the good news from the hearts of the hearers, Mark 4:15 and Matthew 3:19. Prior to the crucifixion, Jesus proclaimed, "Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out," John 12:31. Jesus saw Satan not as a mythological image, not an invention of allegory. He saw the devil as a superhuman narcissist. When Jesus taught us to pray, he did not say, "Deliver us from nebulous negative emotions." He said, "Deliver us from the evil one," Matthew 6:13. We play into the devil's hand when we pretend he does not exist. The devil is a real devil. But, and this is huge, the devil is a defeated devil. Were Satan to read the Bible, something he won't do, he would be utterly discouraged. Reference after reference makes this clear. The devil's days are numbered. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, Jesus made a public spectacle of the forces of evil, triumphing over them by the cross, Colossians 2:15. Jesus stripped Satan of certain glory. He and his minions are being held on a short leash until the final judgment. On that day, the great day, Jesus will cast Satan into a lake of fire from which the devil will never return, 2 Peter 2:4 and Jude 6. Evil will have its day and appear to have the sway, but God will have his say and ultimately win the day. My friend Carter Conlon has ministered in New York City for more than 2 decades, yet he spent many of his early years on a farm. He recalls a barnyard scene that illustrates the status of Satan. A family of cats lived in the barn. The mama cat would often be spotted in the field with a mouse. She would taunt and tease it until the mouse was exhausted. She would then bring the rodent to the kittens to teach them how to catch and kill it. Carter remembers how the mouse, upon seeing the kittens, would rise up on its hind feet and prepare to fight. The rodent would bare its tiny yellow teeth and flare its little claws. It would then attempt to hiss. Its only hope was to convince the kittens it was something other than what it was, a defeated, wimpy, outnumbered mouse. It had already lost. The kittens didn't even have to fight to win the victory. Jesus has already defeated the rat of heaven as well. Be alert to the devil, but don't be intimidated by him. Learn to recognize his stench. Since he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, wherever you see heists, death, and destruction, turn to God in prayer. Since his